Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早安。
Thank the Lord we can be together.
感谢主我们今天能够再次在一起。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们有一点祷告。
Dear Lord, we do thank you for the privilege that we have to be together in your presence.
亲爱的主，我们今天非常谢谢你能够来到你的面前。
Lord, we recognize your word that where two or three are gathered together in your name, you are there in the midst.
我们就像你话讲的说，两三人在你，我们一起在你中间，你聚会，你就在我们中间。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for your presence here.
主啊，我们谢谢你在我们中间。
We thank you for reminding us of your great love.
我们谢谢你提醒我们你的爱是何等的伟大。
Lord, as we open your word together, we want to submit to you.
今天我们来看你的你的话语，我们把我们自己交在你的手中。
We want to receive your grace for this time together.
今天我们在一起的时间，我们亲自来领受你的恩典。
We thank you have not left us alone.
我们谢谢你没有把我们撇下来。
You have sent the Holy Spirit.
你把圣灵赐到我们中间。
To represent you here.
来 代表你自己。
Lord, we want it to depend fully upon the Holy Spirit.
我们今天无依无靠的来仰望圣灵。
Lord, do grant each one of us an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches.
主啊，求你赐给我们每一个人都有一个耳朵，能够听到你圣灵要对教会所说的话语。
Lord Jesus, we need you so much more than we realize.
主耶稣基督，我们真的比我们自己能够了解的还要更需要你。
So Lord, we trust that you will speak to our hearts today.
我们相信你会对我们的心来说话。
Speaker, translator, hearer together.
无论是听的、翻译的还是讲的，都在一起。
Lord, we wait for you.
我们在这里等候你。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, brothers and sisters, I'm from South Jersey Christian Fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，我是从南部 New Jersey 南部的地方的一个基督徒的聚会来的。
And this morning, our young people are sharing testimonies of what they received from a conference recently.
今天我们在我们教会，我们的年轻的弟兄姊妹。分享一些他们去参加一个特会有的心得。
Now this conference was about 3 weeks ago.
这个心得是这个特会呢，是大概在三个礼拜之前。
But the young people have a burden to share what the Lord spoke to their hearts.
这些年轻人有心里面有负担，想要把主对他们所说的话跟我们分享。
And usually, after the young people share. Brother Hosea will look to some of the older ones who were at the conference.
所以当年轻人通常分享完毕以后，这个我们 Hosea 弟兄呢就会看就问问说，有一些年长的弟兄是不是也有要分享。
And he would say, now brother, you've had a chance to digest this word.
他说，弟兄，你们现在都有一些机会能够消化这些圣经的话语。
You've been considering these words.
你们也考虑。仔细想过、思想过这些问题。
So maybe summarize a little bit what the burden of the Lord is.
所以呢，你们能不能够在主给你们的负担上面有一些分享
？Now these days, I'm not as scared as I used to be when he would say that to me.
我现在已经不像以前一样那么害怕。他常常这样跟我讲的时候，我就很害怕。
Because I think there's a lesson in that.
因为我觉得这里面有一个功课要学习。
That oftentimes we can hear the word of God.
就是我们常常会听到神的话语。
Maybe in a time like this, or maybe in a special time of conference.
也许就是在普通的聚会，也许在特会里面。
And when we hear, we enjoy, we receive.
当我们听到神的话语的时候，我们非常高兴，我们就这么接受了。
And then we leave and we go back home.
然后我们就回家。
And it seems like there's no connection.
然后回家以后就好像忘了，就是跟我们没关系了。
We don't see how this is to translate into our life.
我们没有办法把说这些，我们听到这些话怎么样呢？跟我们生活有一样的连接。
And almost before the word has sunk into our heart, we come to the meeting and we hear some more words.
就是好像第一次听到的还没有消化，我们又来聚会，又听到一些其他的东西。
And I think what I've been learning.
我想我在学习的东西是。
And what I think some of my older brothers want to impress on my heart.
我想一些教会的长者想要让我能够真正学习到的是。
Is that when the Lord speaks to His people, there's no small matter.
就是说当主对我们说话的时候没有不是一些小事情主说的是大事情
There's something in God's heart that he wants to get over to his people
是在神的心里面他有一些迫切的希望我们能够了解的事情
And when he speaks a word to us he doesn't intend that we should remain the same
当他跟我们说话的时候他的期望是我们能够听了以后有所改变
There's some issue in our life that he's dealing with
我们生活中的一些问题，他希望我们能够有所改变。
And he brings that word to us right at this point in time.
他在那一刹那的时候，希望能够借着他的话，让我们有所改变。
And he wants us to hold on to that word.
他希望我们能够记住这些话语。
And think about it.
然后想一想这些话语。
And go to him about it.
然后到神的面前来想思想这些事情。
And in a sense, to ask the Lord.How do you want to work this into my life?
就好像说我们来到主的面前问他说你告诉我这些话我现在要怎么做呢
Now I experienced something of this when I attended the youth conference recently.
当我参加年轻人特会的时候我有这样的一个经历。
And I originally went, you know, I was asked to help with the young people.
我去的时候人家本来是叫我说去帮助一些年轻的人。
But when I arrived there,
当我到了以后
And I begin to hear what the different brothers would share in the ministry of the word.
我开始听到一些其他弟兄的分享。
I realize this word is for me.
我突然了解这些话是对我而讲的。
There's not one message for young people and another message for old people.
不是说这些神的话语有分给年轻人的和年长的。
This word is for all God's people.
所以所有神的子女都应该听这样的话。
Now it was shared in a way that younger people can understand.
我们分享的时候是用一种年轻人能够了解的方式来跟他们分享。
But it was shared in a way also that challenged my own heart.
不过在这样的分享中，我的自己的心也受到很大的挑战。
And I see there are many issues in my life that hinder me from following the Lord.
我看到在我的生命中有很多的问题阻拦了我来跟从主。
And I thank the Lord for His Word and for opportunities to receive the ministry of the Word.
我谢谢主给我这样的一个机会，我能够听到他要跟我讲的话语。
When the Lord speaks to you, there's a way you cannot get away.
当主亲自跟你讲话的时候，就好像你不管怎么样，你都没有办法离开，就是没有办法不听他说。
So I would just share with you this morning what I would share back in our home fellowship.
今天我早上呢，我就要跟你们讲我在我教会里面跟他们讲一样的事情。
Just try to share what I feel the Lord has spoken to my heart.
我要跟你们分享主怎么样在我的心里面对我说话。
This gathering for conference was called Follow Jesus.
这一次的特会的主题是说跟从耶稣。
And that theme.Verse was from Matthew chapter 16.
那一段经文呢，我们要看的是从是在马太福音
Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音十六章
Verse 24.
十六章二十四节
Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross." And follow me.
于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Now this was the theme of the whole time together.
这我们这一次聚会所有主题就是这一句话。
And there was message, there was times of small group fellowship, there were workshops.
这有讲道的，有我们有小组聚会，我们有各种各样的活动在这主题上。
But the heart of the time together is that the Lord is calling His people to follow Him.
不过这整个主题的重心就是主呼召他的门徒来跟从他。
And as I begin to really think about these things, I realize that from young years, I have many ideas about following the Lord.
当我刚真正开始思想这个问题以后，我就发现，在我年轻的时候，我就有想过怎么样来跟从耶稣。
And some of these ideas, were just very wrong.
我突然了解，我在年轻的时候这些想法有很多是错的。
Or these ideas were based upon an inadequate understanding of the Lord's Word.
还有我很多的想法是从一些我对主错误的认识里面所衍生出来的想法。
And I just give you a little example.
我给你让我在这里举个例子。
When I think about following Jesus,
我那时候想说什么是跟从耶稣。
When I was very young,
当我很小的时候
，I saw that picture of the disciples working by the seashore.
我的脑海浮现了一个画面，好像那些门徒在海边跟着耶稣走。
And you remember Simon Peter and his brother Andrew were by the sea.
你记得西门彼得和他的兄弟 Andrew 两个人在海边跟耶稣的样子。
They were fishermen and they were casting their nets into the sea.
他们是渔夫，那时候正撒网在打鱼。
And suddenly, right in the midst of their working, the Lord Jesus, he appears there. He comes up to them.
突然他们做打鱼打到一半，耶稣就出现了。
And he said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men."
他说，跟从我，我让你们得人得鱼一样。
And the word says immediately.They left their nets and they followed him.
圣经上说，他们立刻撇下网，就跟从了耶稣。
And they walked a little bit farther on the beach, and there were two brothers. They were also working.
然后他们又走啊，在海边又看到其他两个兄弟也在。
They were there, James and John, with their father Zebedee.
看到雅各和约翰和他的爸爸在打鱼。
They were mending their nets.
他们哦，不是打鱼，他们在补网。
And the Lord Jesus said to them, "Follow me."
所以耶稣那时候跟他讲说，跟从我。
And immediately, they left the boat, they left their father, and they followed Jesus.
立刻的，他们两个人撇下他们的父亲，撇下他们的船，就跟从了耶稣。
Now, my thought when I was very young is, this is very amazing.
当我年轻的时候，我在想说，哎呀，这实在是很稀奇的事情。
How great and powerful the Lord Jesus must be.
那个耶稣一定是一个大有能力的人。
Suddenly he comes up to you. He says, "Follow me," and then you leave everything immediately. You go follow him.
他说：“你看，耶稣跑到你面前来说，跟从我。你突然就把你所有东西丢下来，就跟着他。”
I thought this is a great miracle.
他说：“这件事情根本就是神迹。”
He was a complete stranger.
我不认识他，陌生人。
I couldn't imagine what this would be like.
我根本没有办法想象，如果今天是碰到我会怎么样。
But you see.As a young person, I didn't realize that there was a secret history behind that.
我那时候，我年轻的我并不了解说这其实有一个好像秘密的一个背景在后面。
That wasn't the first time that they had met the Lord.
这并不是第一次他们看见主。
They had met the Lord earlier, maybe as long as a year before that.
也许在差不多一年左右的时间，他们就已经见过耶稣了。
They had met him. They had become acquainted with him.
他们有见过耶稣，然后他们越来越认识耶稣。
They had spent time in his company.
而且在他常常跟他在一起。
They had seen something of the works that he was doing.
他们已经看过耶稣基督做的一些事情。
And at the time when he called them in this way to follow me,
当耶稣跟他们说跟从我的时候
，their hearts were ready.
他们的心已经预备好了。
And they left what was familiar and they went after him.
他们把他们所熟悉的一切放下来，就跟从了耶稣。
Now there's another verse.
还有一段经文。
It's in Matthew chapter 10.
是在马太福音第十章。
Matthew chapter 10,
马太福音第十章
37, 38. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me.
这里说爱父母过于爱我的不配做我的门徒爱儿女过于爱我的不配做我的门徒不背着他十字架跟从我的也不配做我的门徒
Now when I would hear that word
当我听到这些 事的时候
My response would be I don't know if I can love the Lord that way?
你看到这段经文，你会不会问自己说，我是不是能够这样子的爱主？
I know I must love the Lord more than anyone else or anything else.
我知道我必须要爱主胜过世界上所有一切的东西。
But I don't know if I love the Lord that way.
可是我不知道我是不是真的这样爱他。
I know I must take up my cross and follow him.
我知道我要背起我的十字架来跟从他。
If I don't, I'm not worthy of him.
如果我不这样做的话，我就不配。
But I don't know if I can follow him that way.
可是我不知道我是不是能够这样子跟从他。
You know, there is something behind it that I didn't see.
可是在这背后有一个背景我没有看到。
I was seeing the requirement to love.
我看到了这个爱的一个基本的要求。
But I didn't see how great was his love.
我却没忘记看到说他的爱是怎么样。
I heard the call to take up my cross.
我听到耶稣对我的呼召说背起我的十字架来。
But I didn't appreciate his cross.
我没有真正的感激他的十字架的功能。
You know what I mean? All I could see was me.
你知道我在讲什么吗？就是我眼睛所看到一切都是从以我为出发点。
And this demand that was so high.
这个要求好像很高很大。
And so a word like take up your cross was a very scary word.
所以你看到圣经上讲说背起你的十字架来对我来说是一件很可怕的事情。
I didn't see that first he must go to the cross.
我没有忘记了说耶稣基督先为我们上了十字架。
As the Lord reminds us as we break the bread.
当我们分饼喝杯的时候。
First he goes to the cross.
他先为我们上了十字架。
His precious blood is shed for us.
他宝贵的血先为我们流出。
All of our sin, everything that keeps us from fellowship with God is taken out of the way.
所有阻拦我们跟神之间有沟通的罪全部都被拿走。
We receive eternal life.
我们受到永恒的生命。
The very life of the Son of God.
从神儿子亲自来的生命。
And we're brought into this relationship of life, of fellowship.
然后我们被带到这个跟耶稣跟神之间的一个沟通的好的环境里。
And behind it all is the loving heart of a heavenly Father.
在这所有的后面是一个神对我们的爱。
Who loves you so much that he gave his only begotten son.
神爱我们爱到一个地步，他把自己独生的爱子赐下来给我们。
He gave his only begotten son to die on the cross.
他给他独生的爱子给我们死在十字架上。
So that anyone who believes,
所以所有信他的人
does not have to perish,
你不需要灭亡
but can have everlasting life,
反得永生
eternal life,
一个永远的生命
and that means unending fellowship with
一个
the Father and the Son.
一个永远的生命就是一个永远不会跟神和他儿子不会止息的交通。
And you know, when I hear this theme verse, Matthew 16,
当我听到这个马太福音十六章的主题以后，
If anyone desires to come after me,
如果有人要跟从我，
let him deny himself,
就当舍己，
and take up his cross and follow me,
背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Now from my youngest years, when I would hear that verse,
当我年轻的时候，我听到这段经文，
all I could hear was, I must deny myself.
我只想到的就是说，我必须要舍己。
I must take up the cross.
我要背起我的十字架。
I must follow him.
我要跟从他。
Am I willing to do that?
我愿不愿意真的这样做？
You see, it was a very narrow view.
你看到我的那时候的看法很狭窄。
All I can see is me.
我那时候看到的是完全只看到我自己。
All I can see is this demand.
我看到的是一个要求。
And I never saw what this verse really is.
我从来没有看到这一段经文讲的真正是什么意思。
It's an invitation to personal fellowship with the Lord Jesus in the way that he takes.
是一个神要我们用他的方式与他沟通的一个邀请函。
If anyone desires to do so,
如果任何人想要这样做，
if you want to follow me,
如果你想要跟从耶稣，
deny yourself,
舍己，
take up your cross,
背起你的十字架，
and follow me,
跟从我。
Now it's that word, come after me,
是那个字说跟从我这句话。
That's a little bit different than just follow.
跟从 follow 那个字有一点不一样。
Come after me means you come in the way that I take.
come after you 就是像有点跟随，不管我去哪里，你就跟着我走那条路。
I take this way，
不管我走这条路
，and you take this way，
你也走这条路。
We go the same way，
我们走一样的路。
And it's because you desire to do so，
因为你想要这么做。
Because you're willing，
因为你愿意这么做。
Because you want to，
因为你真的想要这么做。
You want to go my way，
你才会来跟我走我要走的路。
It's a call to companionship，
这是一个好像跟从耶稣的一个呼召。
Personal fellowship，
是一个个人和神之间的交通。
Going with the Lord in the way that He goes，
跟从主走在一个他走的道路上面。
And I realize how different that is from my usual concept。
我突然了解说，这跟我原来想法都不一样。
I pray, I ask the Lord to go with me in the way that I go。
我祷告的时候，我要耶稣跟我走我走的道路。
Wherever I go, I pray the Lord will be with me。
不管我走到哪里，耶稣啊，请你与我同在。
Isn't that what He told Joshua？
他那时候跟约书亚不是这样讲。
The Lord thy God is with thee wherever you go。
他说神，你不管你走在什么路上，神都与你同在。
Now that's true，
是真的，这是真的。
There's a whole vast promised land in front of you，
那时候有一个应许之地在你的前面。
So wherever you set your foot in that land，
那个你进去那个地
，He goes，
他就跟你同在。
But you know I have this idea that well， the Lord has to come to me。
我可是我那时候有一个想法，说神应该来到我这里。
And I know He loves me，
我知道他爱我。
I know He'll never leave me，
我知道他不会离开我。
He'll never forsake me，
他不会撇弃我。
His love is true，
他的爱是真的。
He's faithful，
他是信实的。
Even when I'm not faithful，
当我不信实，他都信实。
But this is a very different idea，
可是这个想法不太一样。
If you wish，
如果你想要
，to come after me，
跟从我。
To take the way that I take，
走我要走的路。
You must deny yourself，
你要舍己。
Take up your cross，
背起你的十字架。
And follow me，
然后跟随。
Now that's very different，
那是不一样啊。
And in order for me to go that way，
如果我能够这样子走的话，
the Lord has to do something with my heart，
主必须要在我心里做一个改变。
He has got to put this desire in my heart，
主必须要把这样的一个希望，一个想要的心放在我的心里。
I want to fellowship with Him more than I want myself in my own way。
我想要跟他有这样的沟通，是用他的方式，而不是照我的方式。
I have to love Him more than I love myself。
我必须要爱主胜过爱我自己。
To go with Him in the way that He goes，
去走他要走的路。
His way，
他的路
is a narrow way，
他的路是一个窄路。
How can anyone follow in His way？
怎么样才能跟从他的路呢？
My heart has to belong totally to Jesus。
我的心必须要完全的属于耶稣。
And you know, as brothers were ministering during this time, talking to young people，
当弟兄在对年轻人讲这段话的时候，
I discovered that the Lord's burden in this whole time about following Him was just this。
我发现说主耶稣给我的负担，跟从他的一个负担是这样子的。
My son, my daughter, give me your heart。
说我的儿子，我的女儿啊，请你把你的心给我。
It's not in the first place what I have to give up for the Lord。
不是说我必须要为主舍弃什么。
What I have to do for the Lord，
我必须要为他做些什么。
Where I have to go for the Lord，
说我必须要去哪里。
My son, my daughter, give me your heart。
他只是说我的儿女啊，把你的心给我。
The Lord is seeking our hearts。
主要真正要的是我们的心。
That we have one master，
我们有一个主。
And one love，
一个爱。
And out of that love，
从那个爱里面
，we say, Lord, I want to be with you where you are。
从那个爱里面，我们说主，不管你到哪里，我都跟你。
I want to go with you in the way that you take。
你带我到哪里，我就跟到哪里。
Now this is a deep work，
这是一个很深的工作。
But again, Calvary's cross，
在加利利的十字架
，always comes before the disciples' cross，
是在比门徒的十字架还要先来的东西。
It was at the cross of Calvary that you and I were loved to the uttermost.
是因为在加利利的十字架才让我们有其他爱的东西。
That is complete love.
是一个完全的爱。
Love without hesitation.
是一个爱没有质疑的爱。
Love without reservation, without any holding back.
是一个没有保留的爱。
Did God the Father hold back?
我们的天父有留下什么没给我们吗？
When he gave his beloved son.
当他把他独生的爱子赐给我们。
No, he gave the best.
没有，他把他最好的给我们。
His best,
他的最好，他所有的。
Did the Lord Jesus, did he hold back when he went to the cross?
我们主耶稣基督上十字架的时候，他有保留什么吗？
An innocent man.
一个没有罪的人。
A righteous man.
一个义人。
A holy man.
一个圣洁的人。
Who did no sin.
没有犯罪的人。
No guile, no deception, no dishonesty.
没有欺骗，没有不诚实。
He was true to God.
他对神是真实的。
And he went to the cross.
他上了十字架。
A criminal.
一个罪犯。
In the eyes of man.
在人的眼中看为罪犯。
He did it in obedience to his Father's will.
他今天去这样子做是因为为了遵照父的旨意。
He did it in love for you.For me.
他今天上十字架是因为他为我们的爱。
And this was one of the first things brothers said when they began to share on this matter of take up your cross.
当今天我们弟兄在分享飞行的十字架，这是他第一件跟我们分享的事情。
You have got to see how vast, how perfect is God's love for you.
你必须要看到神的爱对你是何等的广大，而且何等的完美。
You've got to see how complete is the love of Christ for you.
你必须要看到耶稣基督对我们的爱是何等的完全。
And that has to be a personal matter with you.
你必须要成为你一个个人的经历。
Not just God loves everybody.
不是神爱世人。
But God loves even me.
是神爱 even 我。
If you and I are not convinced of His love.
如果你我没有真正的了解这件事情。
If we are not convinced of the Lord Jesus' total commitment,
如果我们没有真正的相信耶稣基督所有的付出，
we will not have the heart to go on.
我们不会有这样子可以往前进的心。
We cannot go on.
我们没有办法前进。
We will see the price is too great for any person to pay.
我们看到这样子的代价对我们任何人来说都是太大的。
Because I cling on to my own life, my own way.
我把我自己的生命，我把我自己的方法抓得紧紧。
If I don't see the value of personal fellowship with such a heart,
如果我没有看到跟这样的一个心之间有沟通的一个价值的话，
then I can get to know the heart of the Father who loves me that way.
这个价值就是说，我可以真正知道父爱我们的心是怎么样的。
That I can get to know the heart of the Son of God who loves me that way.
我们可以真正知道耶稣基督爱我们的心是怎么样的。
All I can see is me.
我只能看到的是我自己。
And how I must preserve myself.
我看到的是我怎么样保守我所有的东西。
I must love myself.
我必须要爱我自己。
Because no one else.Will love me.
因为我觉得没有人会爱我
that way.
那样子的爱我。
Now this is something very new to me, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，这对我来说是一件非常新的东西。
I really was encouraged, and at the same time, very sober in my heart.
我非常的受到鼓励，可是在我的心里面好像也有一个新的警醒。
Because it's not just a matter like under the law.
这好像不是说只是在一个律法下面的事情。
Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength.
这好像不是以律法说你们要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。
Now that's true.
那是真的，没有错，这是。
But when the commandment comes,
可是当十诫来的时候
，to love God totally,
说你要全心的爱主
，to love God only,
你要只能爱主神。
The result is, I see how little I love.
你只看到的结果是，我看到我自己的爱有多么的小。
But this call is different.
不，这个呼召是不一样的呼召。
To come and fellowship with this heart of love.
他的呼召是说，我们来真正的跟这个我们刚刚讲的爱有所样的关，有这样的交通。
and to let Him have His way in your life.
让主亲自在你的生命中有所影响。
It's a life of getting to know Him.
是一个能够真正认识他的生命。
It's a life of learning how He does things.
是一个知道主样主怎么做事的一个生命。
It's a life of learning what is agreeable to Him.
是一个知道怎么样可以跟随主的心意的一个生命。
Also learning what's disagreeable to Him.
也让我们知道什么是不合他心意的。
To walk closely in fellowship with Him.
跟他非常的靠近，走在一起，有一样有很好亲密的交通。
To come under His set of priorities.
来到他的旨意里面。来设我们生活的重心。
Now that's very different. I always think, well, the Lord is dealing with me about my priorities.
所以我们常常才想说，哎呀，主耶稣来其实是要帮助我来做我要做的事情。
Sometimes family and business and personal matters take the priority, and the Lord moves down the list of priorities.
我们常常在我们的生活也好，我们的家庭也好，我们的事业也好，常常就把耶稣给挤到下面去。
Well, the Lord's dealing with me because He wants to be at the top of my list of priority.
主在是为做在我们身上做工，是因为他想要在我们的list 上面变在第一个位置上。
But this go with Him in the way that He takes. That's very different.
可是他要带我们走的是按照他的方式走，是非常不一样。
That is, we come under His priority.
是我们要到他的一个一个重心，生活上的重点。
What matters the most to Him?
对他，对耶稣来说，什么是最重要的
？What's most important to Him?
什么是最重要的
？What is His heart occupied with?
他今天心里面在想的是什么？
You remember from the youngest age, he said, I must be occupied with my father's business.
如果你记不记得小时候，你就说，哎呀，我要将来要继承我爸爸的事业。
That's the heartbeat of the Lord Jesus.
可是这个就好像是耶稣基督那时候心里面想的。
Not my will, but Thy will be done.
不是我的旨意，是按照父神的旨意。
What is pleasing to my father?
什么样可以讨我父神的
欢心？What does my father want?
我的父神要想要什么
？What is He saying now?
他现在说什么
？What is my father doing now?
我现在父亲在做什么？
Well, whatever the father does, well, the son does likewise.
如果我爸做什么，我就跟着他一起去。
The son doesn't have another agenda of his own.
子并没有任何另外其他的计划。
Whatever the father is saying, that's what the son will say.
父说什么，子就跟着做。
If the father's not saying it, well, the son will not say it.
如果父没有这么说，子就不这么说。
The son doesn't have a word of his own.
因为子并没有他自己的话语。
The Lord Jesus said, my teaching is not mine.
主耶稣说，我的教训不是从我而来的。
But his who sent me.
是从差我而来的人来的。
Now this is the life of the bondservant.
这个就是一个仆人的生命。
And Jesus Christ on this earth, He lived as a bondservant to His Father.
今天耶稣基督到世界上来，他就是做他父亲的仆人。
And so fellowship with Him is fellowship in a life of bondservice to God.
所以跟他之间的相聚的沟通，就是像跟神沟通一样。
The Lord Jesus told us the goal of discipleship.
主耶稣基督告诉我们说一个做门徒的一个目标。
It is enough for a disciple to be like his master.
是让门徒其实做出来就是要像他的主人一样。
And every disciple, every learner, when he has learned fully, shall be like his master.
门徒跟师父学的时候，当你学到极致的时候，你就会像你的师父一样。
So this life is not a life of just doing things for God.
这个生命不是说只是我们只是为神做一些事情的生命。
It's not just a life of doing things for Jesus.
不是只是一个为主去做一些事情的生命。
It's a life of learning Him.
是一个真正来学习耶稣的一个生命。
Of being made like Him.
是一个改变自己，让他让我们做到一个像他一样的一个生命。
Because the goal is that when we see Him face to face, we shall be as He is.
目标是当我们有一天与主面对面的时候，我们最后的目的是跟他一样。
And the way on this earth is no different.
在这个地上的生活也没有什么不同。
He who says that he abides in him should walk in the same way in which he walked. That's First John.
对，如果在 First John 里面说，如果你住在他里面，你就会走跟他走一样的道路。
Now there were three ways that one brother Dana, summed it up like this.
Dana 弟兄跟我们做了一个总论，就是三个总论。
Now I can't repeat everything that he said, but there was a way in which he brought out three different stages he called of discipleship.
我没有办法重复他讲所有的每一句话，不过我们来分享他讲的这三个阶段。
That every disciple in learning to follow the Lord goes through these three stages.
每一个跟从耶稣的门徒都会经过这三个阶段。
And there's also a way in which all three of these things are going on all the time in our life.
同时呢，在我们生命中，这三件事情也不断的一起在发生。
So it's day by day.We're learning and growing.
所以每一天我们都在成长和学习。
But as we continue, the Lord will develop us along these three lines.
在这三个阶段里面，我们继续的学习，就会看到主让我们在这里面成长。
Now it's very, very, simple.
这是很简单的事情。
You should remember.
你们必须要记得。
You should write it down.
你们必须要写下来。
In John chapter 1,
在约翰福音第一章
verse 37,
37节。
Now this is when two disciples were of John the Baptist were listening to John the Baptist speak.
这是当约翰的使徒在听他们约翰讲道的时候。
And John the Baptist pointed to Jesus.
施洗约翰就对着指着耶稣说。
And he said, "Behold the Lamb of God."
他说看啊神的羔羊。
And verse 37, the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus.
三七节说两个门徒听到他的话就跟从了耶稣。
Then Jesus turned around and seeing them following, said to them, "What do you seek?"
所以耶稣转过身来看见他们跟着就问他们说你们要什么。
They said to him, Rabbi, which is to say, when translated, teacher, where are you staying?
他们就说拉比，拉比翻出来就是夫子的意思，说你在哪里住。
He said to them, come and see.
他说你来看。
Now that's the first stage, come and see.
记得这是阶段一，第一个阶段就是你们来看。
And verse 39 concludes, they came.And they saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. Now it was about the 10th hour.
所以三十九节最后就说，他们就去看他在哪里住，这一天便与他同住。那时候有圣阵。
Come and see.
来看。
It's very interesting when you see how God dealt with these disciples of John.
我们这里面你就会看到一个很奇妙的作为，神怎么样。对待这些施洗约翰的门徒。
Now John the Baptist's ministry was a call to repentance.
约翰施洗约翰的道是传悔改的道。
It's a call to get right with God.
是传说让人能够悔改，来跟神之间的关系正确。
There's sin in your life. You're not right with God. You must repent and return and get right with God. That was John's ministry.
这样一直讲的，施洗约翰一直讲的事情就是说，你这个人犯了罪，你必须要悔改，你要回到神的面前。
And so these disciples were those who had received that word. They had obeyed, and they were baptized with the baptism of repentance.
所以这些施洗约翰的门徒听了这些话，就跟从了他，也是受了悔改的洗。
But John the Baptist was not about just getting disciples to follow after him. He was preparing the way for the one who would come after.
可是施洗约翰的目的并不是说哦叫人家悔改就算了，他其实是最重要的目的是为了人预备人心给耶稣，为了耶稣基督的来临。
And the Lord told him, when you see the one, you'll know because the Holy Spirit will descend upon him like a dove, and you'll know this is the one.
神告诉施洗约翰说，你看到鸽子，圣灵仿佛鸽子降到谁的头上，他就是那一位。
And so when the Lord Jesus came round the place where John was baptizing. John saw.
所以耶稣基督来到施洗约翰那边的时候，施洗约翰就看到了。
This is the one. This is the promised one.
他看到了说这位就是蒙应许而来的。
This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
他说看啊，这是神的羔羊，为世人的罪。
He is the Redeemer. He is the redemption.
他是我们的救赎，他是我们的救恩。
He's the hope of Israel.
他是以色列人的希望。
He's our salvation.
他是我们的救恩。
And this was his message.
这是他的信息。
But John, if you read carefully, he didn't command you go follow him.
可是你如果仔细看的时候，约翰施洗约翰并没有说你就跟从他。
He just pointed to him.
他只是指着耶稣说。
He just said, "Behold the Lamb of God."
他说看啊，神的羔羊。
Behold the Lamb of God.
看啊，神的羔羊。
And these two, they heard that message.
可是这他的两个门徒听到这句话以后。
And they started.
他就开始跟从。
To follow Jesus.
他们开始跟从耶稣。
They were following from a distance.
他们跟从耶稣一个好像有一段就是没有跟得很近这样。
They hadn't met him yet.
他们还没有见过，还没有认识，还没有介绍他。
They didn't know what to expect.
他们也不知道说耶稣是什么样的人。
They were a little bit afraid.
他们有一点，也许有一点害怕。
And so they followed from a distance.
所以他们就跟着有一段距离的跟着他。
At some point, the Lord Jesus, he stopped.
所以突然你看到耶稣就停下来。
He turned around.
然后转过身来。
He said, "What are you seeking?"
他说你要什么？
What are you looking for?
你在找什么？
Now that would struck some fear into my heart, I think.
如果是我的话，我一定会吓到。
What would I say? Well, John the Baptist, he sent us over to talk to you.
我就会说，施洗约翰叫我来跟你讲话。
No, they just said, "Well, where are you staying, Rabbi? Rabbi, where are you staying?"
他没这样讲，他只是说，哎，夫子，你在哪里住？
Just first thing to come to mind.
没什么想，第一句话爆出来就是这样。
And you see how the Lord dealt with them.
可是你看主怎么跟他们相处。
Did he give them a set of directions?
有没有跟他们讲说你要去哪里啊？
This is how you get to the place where I'm staying.
有没有跟他们讲说左转右转到哪里去？
You write that down.
写下来啊。
And sometime I will meet you there.
十点半我在那边跟你见面。
It wasn't that kind of direction.
不是这样子的一个告诉他们这样走。
He said, "Come and see."
他说来看。
He said, "I will show you." Myself.
他说我会亲自带你去看。
That is where their life of discipleship began.
他们门徒的生涯就在此开始。
Come and see.
来看。
I will show you the place where I stay.
我给你看我住哪里。
Now in a way he was kind of drawing them.
他有一个方法，你看他好像把他们吸引过来。
It's not so much in the words of direction.
不是说给他们话语上面的引导。
The most important thing is accompany him where he goes.
最重要的是说，哎，你来跟我一起去我要去的地方。
And I just tell you something, I will take you, I will show you.
我不是只是告诉你怎么走，你跟我来，我带你去看。
And he said, "Did they go with him?" Yes, they came. They stayed with him. They stayed the whole day with him.
就他们有没有去啊？有啊，他们跟着他去，而且跟他住了一整天。
What did they talk about?
他们讲些什么？
Doesn't say.
没说。
What did they do?
他们做什么？
It doesn't say what they did.
没讲。
Did he command them to go do something?
他有没有叫他们去做这个做那个呢？
Did he do a miracle for them?
他有没有帮给他们神的神迹呢？
It doesn't say.
没说。
It just says that they were with him.
圣经只说他们跟他相处了一整天。
And they spent that day because it was already late in the day.
因为那时候已经很晚了，所以他们就是一整天都跟他在一起。
They stayed with him.
一整天跟他在一起。
And you know something must have happened in their heart.
你知道他们的心里面一定有一些发生什么事。
Because the very next day they're running to their loved one.
第二天呢，因为他们第二天你就看到他们跑到他们的家人朋友面前。
Andrew ran to his brother. He said, "We found the Messiah."
他说我找到弥赛亚了。
Something happened.
有一些事情是改变了，对不对？
It was just being with them.
因为他跟耶稣在一起，相处了一天。
And you'll remember Philip was also called to follow the Lord.
你记不记得主耶稣呼召腓力的时候？
And he went to his friend Nathaniel.
他去他的朋友Daniel.
Oh, Nathaniel.
Oh, 那个拿但业。
We found the one that Moses and all the prophets they spoke about.
哦，他说我找到那一位所有先知预言的那一位。
Jesus of Nazareth.
他说耶稣，拿撒勒人耶稣。
And Nathaniel said, "Does anything good come out of Nazareth?"
他说，拿但业说，拿撒勒人出什么好人？
Philip didn't know.
腓力不知道。
He just said, "Come and see."
他说，你来看。
That's the very beginning.
你看, 那个也是一个开始,
it's not information.
那不是资料,
it's not answering all your questions.
也不是答案,
you have to come and see personally.
你必须要亲自的来看,
taste and see that the Lord is good.
亲自的尝一尝而且看到主是一个好的,
taste for yourself. See for yourself the Lord is good.
自己亲身的体验, 主是一位好的。
And that way you're not following just a story or a set of information or a book.
所以这样子你才不是只是跟从一些书、一些道理、一些讲章。
You're following a person.
你是真正的跟着一个人。
Who is good.
跟着这个好人。
Who is interesting.
跟着一个有意思的人。
Who is desirable to be with.
是一个让我们很喜欢在一起的一个人。
And I'm curious, I want to know more about him.
我觉得很好奇, 所以我想要更深的了解他。
And that was where they began. They just went with him everywhere he went.
这就是那些门徒的开始啊, 跟着他到处走。
And when he did something, they just looked at him.
他做什么, 他就在旁边看。
And looked at each other and said, wow, what, he's a lot greater than we ever imagined.
然后他们就互相看一看说, 哇, 这个人真厉害。
That's the beginning.
这是他们的开始。
Come and see.
来看.
Now number two.
第二点.
We know this verse from Matthew 11, 28 and 29.
我们看马太福音11章.
Come unto me.
说来跟从我.
All you who labor and are heavy laden.
说凡劳苦担重担的.
And I'll give you rest.
你在我面得安息,
come unto me.
凡劳苦担重担,
now I always thought that was the beginning.
我一直在想, 这也许这是一个,
now for some it is the beginning.
对某些人来说,
I have heard testimonies of those who had not heard the gospel before, but they were in a very difficult place in their life, and the Lord spoke to them and they were saved.
我曾经听到一些见证，就是有一些人在生命中非常非常劳苦。 没有听过福音,
and often this verse is used as a call to those who have yet to believe in the Lord Jesus. But this word has a special importance for disciples. And this is the point in a nutshell. I know it's time we were going to wrap up.
我知道时间不够, 总而言来说就是这样子,
in a nutshell is this.
总而言来说是这样子,
no one ever serves the Lord.
没有人, yeah, go ahead.
No one ever serves the Lord without serving in their own strength first.
没有人能够来服侍主, 尽心尽意服侍主,
we all try to bring our strength to serve the Lord. The Lord says, go, and in our own strength we rise up and go.
主耶稣说去,
the Lord says, do, in our own strength we rise up to do.
主耶稣说做,
and it's impossible for us to do otherwise until we learn.
如果我们不学习的话,
self-dependence is a form of bondage. It is a yoke that is impossible to bear. I must depend upon myself and independently seek to be a disciple of the Lord. Now that should be obvious.
诶,看起来好像很,
but oftentimes we don't recognize how much we rely upon our own strength, our own wisdom.
可是我们不晓得常常我们都只靠着自己的能力去做一些事情。
And there's a place that the Lord would bring every disciple of His to come to this place of weariness with our own ways and our own efforts.
主会把我们带到一个地方, 让我们了解说我们自己的重担和我们自己的劳苦。
Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest.
他说, 凡劳苦担重担的, 到我这里来, 我就使你们得安息。
This life of discipleship is an exchanged life.
这一个门徒的生命其实是一个交换的生命。
You give your burden to the Lord.
你把你自己的重担给主。
He offers his yoke to you.
他把他的轭给你。
I'll give you rest.
我给你安息。
I'll take your burden away.
我把你的重担移开。
Take my yoke upon you.
可是把我的轭放，把主的轭放在你身上。
And learn of me.
从我这里学习。
For I'm gentle and humble of heart.
因为我是柔和谦卑的。
You will find rest for your soul.
你会在我的里面得到真的安息。
The life of discipleship is a life of dependence upon the Lord.
一个真正门徒的生命是一个倚靠主的生命。
It's a life of learning Christ.
是一个学习基督的生命。
Of walking in the yoke with Christ.
是一个担着主的担子与主同行的生命。
He will restrain you when you go too fast.
如果你走太快，他会把你拉回来。
He will urge you forward when you're falling behind.
如果你走得太慢，他会让赶你走。
It's a yoke.
是一个轭。
But keeping in step with him, there's rest.
跟他一起同行，那里就有安息。
And there's real service there.
而且那里才会有真正的服事。
But this is come to me.
这个是来跟从我。
Now the last one.
所以第三个
we already mentioned at the beginning.
我们在开始的时候有讲到
Come after me.
就是来跟随我。
First, come and see.
第一个是来看我。
There has to be a desire, an interest, a curiosity. God's working in our heart to draw us and to attract us to the Lord, to give us a desire to want to know Him.
必须刚开始的时候我们必须要有一点吸引力然后让我们才能来跟随他。
Come to me.
然后第二个是来到我这里。
Casting our burden of self-dependence upon the Lord and learning to take His yoke and live by His life.
把我们自己的重担思想放下来，把他的轭背上。
Finally, come after me.
最后一个是跟，来跟从。
Come after me is a call to a fellowship that's based upon personal devotion to Him.
当我们有了这些以后，跟从我是一个借着每一个门徒自己的一个负担和投入的一个服事。
You don't have to do it.
你不需要，你不是一定要做。
He will never force anyone.
主从来不逼我们做什么事情。
If anyone is willing to come after me,
如果有一个人愿意这么做
Let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me.
若人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
It's a fellowship of love.
是一个爱的沟通。
Based upon a personal devotion to the Lord Jesus himself.
是一个个人对主投入的一个开始。
Now you see why the Lord Jesus said to Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?
你记不记得主耶稣对说，西门，约翰的儿子，你，西门巴约拿，你爱我吗？
After he had tried to follow the Lord, after he had denied the Lord three times, after he had failed to be a disciple, in resurrection, the Lord appeared to him in mercy.
彼得跟从了耶稣，彼得不认主三次。在这所有的一切的一切以后，耶稣来到他的面前。
And he brought this matter before him.
把这个问题带到他的面前来。
Not why did you fail me? Why did you deny me?
没跟他讲说你怎么不认我。
He knew all of that.
他知道这所有的事情。
It was Simon, son of John, do you love me?
他说了一句话说，西门巴约拿，你爱我吗？
If you love me, feed my lambs.
说如果你爱我，喂养我的羊。
If you love me, then I will trust you with those who are precious to me.
如果你真的爱我，我会把我认为最宝贵的东西交在你的手中。
If you love me more than these, I trust you with what is precious.
如果你爱我胜过这一切，我会把宝贵的交给你。
My lambs,
你喂养我的羊。
Feed my sheep,
喂养我的小羊。
Take care of my sheep,
喂养我的羊。
If you love me,
如果你爱我。
Then I trust you.
我会把这些东西交在你的手中。
With the ones that my heart loves.
我的心里真正爱的东西交在你的手中。
You see, this is The fellowship of the cross.
这是一个十字架的交通。
The Lord said in that same place, He said, You follow me.
主在那里也是一样的地方说你跟从我。
When you're young, you dressed yourself, you went and you came and you went as you pleased.
说你当你年轻的时候你随意往来爱去哪里去哪里。
When you're old, you'll stretch out your hands and another will lead you where you do not wish to go.
当你年老的时候你要把你的手交在别人手中别人要带你不愿意去的去你不愿意去的地方。
Follow me.
跟从我。
This is the fellowship of the love.
这是一个爱的交通。
This is the end of discipleship.
这是一个门徒最终的目的。
Let's pray.Lord, we thank you for this time of sharing together.
主啊，我们谢谢你给我们这段时间。
Lord, we do pray that you would put your word in our hearts.
我们谢谢你，希望你能够把这些话放在我们的心里。
Cause your precious gospel to bring forth fruit.
把你的福音广传，结出更多的果子。
Take deep root and bring forth fruit that the Father may be glorified.
往下扎根，结出更多的果子，所以父能够得荣耀。
We give you all the thanks, all the praise. We thank you for your loving ways with us.
我们把所有的感谢和赞美都归给你。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。阿门。